Welcome to the Financial Management Magazine podcast series, a service of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. This series features discussions with chartered global management accountants and other experts about the topics, trends and technologies that are transforming the accounting profession.
If you pay attention to trends in finance, you've probably heard that CFOs' responsibilities are changing rapidly these days. But why exactly is that the case? Sandy Cockrell has insight into why. Cockrell is a CPA and managing partner and global leader of Deloitte's CFO program, and he pays close attention to the realm of finance chiefs. I'm Neil Amato, a senior editor with FM Magazine, and in this podcast episode, Cockrell shares what CFOs must do to become technologists, the steps needed to stay ahead of workforce trends, and how they can be better translators of information to their boards. Here's the episode with Sandy Cockrell. Sandy, thank you for being part of the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
A recent article you shared on social media had the headline, "Map Your Digital Future." What is that digital future for today's CFOs?
Well, Neil, a couple things. As we've talked before, the CFO is really the allocator of capital. And that's really a multi-year approach because they've got to be able to communicate with investors, with stakeholders, with internal stakeholders, with the users of capital. And technology really is kind of sits at that intersection today. And making big decisions on how much is going to be spent on technology, where will it be spent, how do you measure returns on investment. And the CFO is really the only person in the organization that can pull all those things together to make that analysis. So the map for the digital future really does align quite squarely with their map around capital spending, around investments that they will look at for inorganic and organic growth. And they really have to stack up those type of digital investments that will be made in the future against investments in physical assets as well. So it's really coming together part of the one analysis that a CFO does in terms of ultimately measuring where they're going to have their capital expenditure.
Are there finance chiefs out there who kind of they have the map, but maybe they're still not sure, you know, am I reading this map upside down, or how do I read it, so to speak?
I think they generally have the map. They have the discipline because they've been using that for other elements of capital asset allocation and spending and those, that type of thing. But the part about the map that probably they have difficulty with is really understanding exactly what new technologies can do and are capable of and how necessary any particular organization may find those new technologies. And that's really a company-by-company analysis. And so what's really happened, especially over the last couple of years, and it's accelerated over the last, say, 18 months, is CFOs are having to become technologists to a certain degree so that they can truly understand the way these new digital assets, digital technologies are meant to work. And it's not just for the finance organization. You know, as we said, the CFO is really the allocator of capital for the entire enterprise. So they have to understand how a digital technology that may be evaluated by the business could be necessary and valuable. And then really, how do you determine A versus B? And so the association today, the relationship between the CIO or the CTO and the CFO is probably more critical than it's ever been because the technology people in the organization are really the ones that they are closest to this. They are closest to understanding the way technologies are meant to work. And it's very important that they can communicate well with the CFO, who sometimes actually becomes a translator of that to the board, to the rest of the C-suite, and to investors as to the way they will make decisions to spend on digital technology.
So in an earlier conversation, you had said that tech implementation was overwhelming in some ways to CFOs. So as they learn more about this, or you know, where are their stumbling points? What are they doing to make that less overwhelming?
One of the keys here is this is really where it intersects with the talent in the organization. So many of these new capabilities really do require a different set of skills within the workforce to be able to effectively utilize technologies that are available. One of the things that we've seen as we've surveyed CFOs is a dramatic shift for where they will think their finance workforce will be just 3 years from now. And almost two-thirds of the CFOs that we have surveyed have said that more than half of their finance workforce will really be focused on analysis, prediction, and decision support, as opposed to traditional record keeping and financial reporting. So that's a huge shift. That will require new pedigrees, new skills, and candidly, kind of new views and attitudes about the way to get things done. And so that is frustrating when you're trying to take brand new technologies and really have people try to use those that either, hey, haven't been trained, and they really haven't used these things in the past. When you think about the power of predictive analytics and the tools that we see available now, just not just for finance organizations, but across the enterprise, the people that really have the skills to utilize those fully and most powerfully are people that really have data science backgrounds, mathematicians, so a very different pedigree in terms of their personal skill sets.
Now, you mentioned that CFO surveying you do, and that's a kind of a quarterly pulse of some bigger company CFOs. Can those things that are happening at bigger companies, do they kind of have a trickle-down effect to small companies, or also are maybe smaller companies able to just, you know, bypass some of these things and use technology to get caught up maybe where they weren't able to before?
Yeah, I think this applies across the board. I think your larger companies generally are the ones that are tackling this first. But as the technologies actually in these new digital technologies and assets become more user-friendly and more scalable, I think then you will see smaller companies, private companies, begin to use these. They will really have to, because companies that don't adapt and organizations, enterprises that don't adapt and use these, when it comes down to just the sheer efficiency and cost to get things done, we will see companies of all size and scope be disrupted unless they embrace some of these capabilities going forward.
And so another aspect of this whole technology shift, as you mentioned, is hiring and maybe looking for people with different skill sets than you did in the past. One bit of advice that seems sometimes passed around regarding hiring is, quote, find people who are smarter than you. Is that a hard thing for CFOs to do?
Well, I think that's a very personal thing. Most of my dealings with our clients and working with CFOs, they truly understand that. And it's not just around the deployment of digital assets and technologies. It's really across the finance organization. Things have become so complex today, whether it's external financial reporting, whether it's dealing with regulators, whether it's dealing with your investors, whether it's providing insights to the business. The complexity that finance organizations face today is enormous. And I think those CFOs that really understand that are actually quite comfortable finding the very best people they can find. What our surveys have indicated is that CFOs have really, really beginning to focus on recruiting highly skilled people to join their finance organizations, as opposed to somebody that a number of years ago could have probably come in and done a number of different things. The skill levels are much deeper today, and CFOs are telling us that's what they're really focused on over the next year, and those are the people that they'll recruit. So highly skilled labor will be in tremendous demand and finance organizations going forward.
So that's what they're looking for, the highly skilled labor. Are they having a hard time finding that type of talent?
They are. It's extremely competitive, as you might expect. I think and workforces are reinventing themselves, so to speak, to match up with the capabilities around the use of technology and the use of tools. But what's really happening is finance organizations are really waking up to the fact that the recruiting, especially for planning and analysis and those kind of things, doesn't always have to come from the business school. So the pool of talent they are now looking at is much broader than it was in the past, because that's where they're going to find a number of those people that they're going to need to do these things.
So all this talk about technology, we are talking about a CFO program that you are in charge of leading. Why is technology in the CFO purview so much? It seems like it's just more part of the CFO job these days.
It is. If you look at large companies that really participate in our survey, up to about 40% of CIOs report directly to the CFO. And that's for a couple different reasons. First of all, as I mentioned earlier, the oversight around spending in technology and across the organization is something that CFO has to be at that table. There are very few organizations that can afford to spend everything they would like to on new technology. So the CFO, again, putting on that hat as the allocator of capital, that's one of the reasons why we see that reporting relationship. Second, the CFO, at the board level and in the rest of the C-suite, many times becomes the translator. They're the ones that really have to sit there and justify what is being spent, and do it in a way that is understandable. And that can be a challenge sometimes. Next, we have just seen, and I think if you go back over the last, really, say 5 to 7 years, CFOs, their plate just continues to get larger and larger. Their responsibilities today are much more broad than they were just 5 to 7 years ago. And that's not slowing down. So many companies, especially larger companies, have eliminated the chief operating officer role to the extent they had it. And when that happens, most of the time those responsibilities really divert over to the CFO. So it's a combination of all those, the really inertia of all of that, that where we see that reporting relationship. Even when it's not a direct reporting relationship, where the CIO or the CTO may be reporting to a COO or directly to a CEO or that type of thing, the CFO is still incredibly involved in decision-making and helping the organization to pick where they're going to make investments.
I'm speaking with Sandy Cockrell, the leader of Deloitte's Global CFO program. Sandy, Any anecdotes you can share about a company or sector as a whole where CFOs have come of age digitally, so to speak?
Well, I guess, Neil, what I would say is as I mentioned, just the last year to 18 months, this is the whole digital revolution is something that CFOs cannot hide from. They have to be able to sit at the table. They have to be able to understand where these new technologies have taken organizations. And it's not just to increase efficiency or effectiveness. We can get into business and operating model changes as to the way a company is going to really tell their story to the capital markets. And again, it's the CFO's responsibility to do that. But I would just say universally across the board is I meet with our clients and I meet with CFOs. Just kind of every conversation, one way or another, technology always drifts into the conversation. And there's a curiosity factor about what other companies are doing or who's getting it right, how do they do it. And the article that we had shared earlier about this digital roadmap, this digital map of the future, really covers a number of the questions that one's got to ask and really think through to get that digital roadmap correct.
Are there any takeaways that maybe a CFO who's listened to this and maybe feels a little bit behind on digital transformation, anything they can they can focus on to get up to speed?
There's a tremendous amount of what I'll call content out in the marketplace now that can be read. But I really think one of the most effective things is first is work hard to develop a strong relationship with your CIO or your CTO. And number two is really listen to the business. Listen to what your business leaders need and want to be competitive in the marketplace. Because they're pretty good sources of information as to what competitors are using, what they would like to have, what they would like to be able to do. And ultimately, that internal customer is the one that you've got to work with to provide these solutions. The other thing I would say, Neil, like anything else, being a CFO is actually a pretty lonely role. And I think the networking with other CFOs, having the opportunity to listen to their stories, is an invaluable way to really stay up to speed and understand the way others are tackling this problem.
Sandy, anything you'd like to add in closing?
Well, one of the things that we have seen, and it's pretty dramatic over the last just few years, is the changing pedigree of who is becoming a CFO today. Our Four Faces framework, which really thinks about the four elements of a CFO role, operating a finance function, being a steward in terms of internal and external financial truth, we think of that as a Southern Hemisphere. But then there is being the strategist. And it's really demonstrating the capability internally and externally with key stakeholders, the ability as a CFO to think strategically. And last, being the catalyst to drive change to an organization. We think of those last two as the Northern Hemisphere. The CFO's role, when you take everything into account, what they're being asked to do and the expectations, clearly is driving them and where they spend their time into that Northern Hemisphere. And as a consequence, we're really seeing the pedigree change in who's becoming a CFO. They really are expected to be able to play that strategist catalyst role. So many times they're not coming up through traditional finance or controllership. They're coming from other areas of the business. And I would speculate that one of the skills that boards and CEOs are really starting to ask about when they're thinking about a new CFO is really the level of kind of digital and their real digital knowledge of the way things work and the way technology works. That will be something that people aspiring to be a CFO today really will have to make sure that they've got a story to tell.
Great discussion on the topic of CFOs and technology. Sandy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. It is provided with the understanding that the association, its affiliates, and subsidiaries are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The association, its subsidiaries, and affiliates make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to and assume no responsibility for the content or application of the material contained herein and expressly disclaim all liability for such damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.